anaerobic soil disinfestation. It's a better way to fumigate since it's non-toxic, but it's hard to get established. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Greg Brown is a research plant pathologist with USDA ARS based at UC Davis.
With anaerobic soil disinfestation, we can achieve much of what we can do with fumigation in an alternative way.
But there is a big reason why this type of fumigation is not taking off.
The reason we don't do it wholesale right now is because it's a little more expensive than with pre-plant soil fumigation. And it's also logistically more complicated than pre-plant soil fumigation. You have to manage your soil to be just in the right state. You have to plan to irrigate the soil properly during the anaerobic soil disinfestation. If you do the full process of ASD, you need a tarp. But what this project has been focusing on is how we might simplify the ASD process to be more price competitive. And I wouldn't say we're there yet, but we do have some glimmers of hope that it could be something that growers would use ultimately.
That's Greg Brown, who's been working many years on this type of fumigation. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.